How was your weekend, Robbie?
Yes, good, Gerard. I'll just add to that that the A-League could be affected as well. You know, it's the league that seems to get forgotten all the time, but I'm not going to get it forgotten. So, yes, there's cricket. Yes, there's AFL. Yes, there's NRL, but there is also football.
Yeah. That's what we were very keen to talk to you about, mate, is certainly the plight of the A-League today. So understand that the FFA, the game tonight between Perth and Western United's been postponed. Now, Newcastle's set to play Melbourne City tonight. What's your feeling in whether that game will go ahead?
Well, my feeling at this point, to be brutally honest, is fear for my family, for my friends, for everyone in this country. I know it sounds unbelievable when you say it, but you're concerned about what's happening all around the world. So, yeah, of course, I've got a feeling I want football to continue if it can safely, but it's certainly tough times. It's difficult to put into words what's happening. So, therefore, it's difficult to talk about what's going to happen to the game? What's going to happen to the country? It's just unbelievably strange times.
Yeah, well, no one's ever been in this situation before. No. So we're all trying to work out how we handle it. What's the best way forward? And you've just got to trust your leaders. And,
well, that's it, Laurie.
You know, if they're making decisions that the game can go on, you've just got to trust them and line up behind them and support them as best you possibly can. And they're not going to take risk with players' health, you know. And if their advice is that they can continue playing games, because there are people out there that want to see sport happen. But if it gets to the situation where players are putting other people at risk and putting themselves at risk, well, the game will stop.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And that's exactly, I think, the way it's headed. At the moment it is a threat to people or the players or the coaching staff or anyone involved, then it will stop. You're right. I don't think the AFL have made their decision, but the NRL and the A-League are continuing on. And like you said, people want something to watch. And at the moment, they've got, they've still got the A-League and they've still got the NRL at the moment. So, yeah, obviously for me, it's I work in football, and you guys, all of us, we work in sport. So, from that angle, we're looking at, and I speak to people. I'm sure you guys do. That people, enjoy having something to watch.
Mm. Oh, well, let's talk about the football on the weekend then. The derby between Sydney FC and the Wanderers finished in a 1-1 draw. Something about the Wanderers. That they come up when they come up against Sydney FC, mate, they're always ready for a crack.
Yeah, they certainly are, and they could have taken all 3 points on their second half performance. It was a good game in trying circumstances. Intensity was there. Can only imagine what it would have been like with the crowd in there. But the players did themselves proud and put on a really good show. And Wanderers came back in the second half. As I said, if they had someone with a little bit better final ball, they could have taken all 3 points.
Yeah, look, it was an astonishing goal, wasn't it? That cost Sydney FC at the end from Kwame Yeboah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was just one of those things, wasn't it, Robbie?
Yeah, they just got a bit of luck at the right time. But they thoroughly deserved it on the way the game was going, the way they dominated the whole second half.
Yeah, Brisbane Roar moved up to fourth as well with a 1-0 win over the Jets. Scott McDonald scoring the goal.
Yeah, it was a good game. Again, in eerie circumstances, but again, the players full of effort. Wasn't as good as the derby in respect to the quality, but an important victory for Brisbane, who sit clearly in fourth place in respect to, if we're going to have a final series, they're looking like they could be one of the teams that built up real momentum under Robbie Fowler.
Robbie, any news in regard to the EPL when they're going to start conversations about restarting their season?
Look, I'm sure they're having conversations all the time, Clarkie, but at the moment, England's in lockdown. I mean, they're about to be locked into their houses, so the EPL's looking... I think they've got a postponement till April 30, so, there's still a way There's still over a month to go till that. So, you know, they'll be hoping that, you know, things get cleared and they can make a start.
Robbie, here. And look, we just hope we keep playing, I guess. And thanks for giving us your thoughts this morning, as always.
Yes, no problem, guys. I'll be speaking to you very shortly. Have a good day.